Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
You, me and palliative care. That's the theme for this year's Palliative Care Week, which is taking place from September 8th to 14th to raise awareness of the benefits of hospice and palliative care, as well as the need for services and supports in communities right across the island of Ireland. Drive Time's John Cook spent the afternoon in the company of one very talented gentleman called Brendan O'Byrne to find out more.
I started piano playing at a very young age, 12 years of age, and I went through the Royal Irish Academy and so on and so forth, and ended up in Ashford Castle.
If you've ever dined out in Ashford Castle over the last 40 years, chances are you've heard Brendan O'Byrne play before.
Playing all sorts of music, classical themes, jazz, sing-song music, whatever was asked of me, really.
Among those playing requests of Ashford's piano man over the years were famous actors and golfers, but Brendan isn't one for name-dropping. However, an encounter with Dame Shirley Bassey was a definite career highlight.
She was in the lounge and I was out there playing away, and she sent out one of the lounge lads with the question of, was I a local star or an international star? So I sent him back with the answer that stars shine in the sky, but I was a fully trained musician. So she got a great kick out of that answer, and she sent out a request for Mad About the Boy. And I was blessed lucky that I happened to have a copy of the sheet music with me on the night. She waited at the door of the restaurant until I had finished playing it and applauded me, mm-hmm. which I thought was quite amazing for somebody of her stature.
With a great love of his job, Brendan says it never felt like work, so it was tough to give it up last December due to pain and ill health.
I lost actually just close to 7 stone. When it was discovered through an MRI scan that I had a tumour on my pancreas. Mm-hmm. Then we moved on to chemotherapy. And
difficult news to get, Brendan.
Yeah, difficult news to get. It was like the rug was pulled out from under me. It meant I had to retire from my job as such, which I loved. But I suppose with that, good things have come, in the sense that I have 4 grandchildren, 4 lovely grandchildren, so it's time to be going to football matches and all sorts of things like that and giving them some memories. So
I'm sure they're keeping you busy. The doctors recommended palliative care. Did you know what that meant, and what did you think of it when you heard it?
Well, when I heard the word palliative care, I nearly fell off the bed with the fright. And the registrar said, no, no, no. She said, palliative care is not to be feared. And she explained to me that it was their experience that people who get involved with palliative care from day one of a serious diagnosis live longer and do better on treatment. So I followed her advice and I got registered up. It has been absolutely brilliant. You meet other people. There are lovely services. You can have a massage. Physiotherapy and art therapy are 3 things that are here that you can avail of on the day.
And you told me you're going home feeling a bit better about the week ahead and the appointments and the doctors and everything else that's to come.
Absolutely. You go home freshened and with a better outlook on what's to come. There's no doubt about that. You're in better form and so on. And I'm uplifted.
Brendan's playing piano to a friendly and appreciative audience at the Galway Hospice today, where clinical nurse manager Leslie Carroll told me about daycare services they provide.
So they access physiotherapy, occupational therapy, the medical social work team. They have symptom control. They access aromatherapy and art therapy and medical review if needed for their symptoms.
And they get to have a good time, it seems, because we're all really enjoying listening to Brendan play the piano. I can smell beautiful flowers being arranged around me. I know everyone's getting ready for a lovely meal as well. And yet, as Brendan mentioned to me, when people hear the word hospice or palliative care, they might fear it. What do you say to that?
I suppose it can be daunting sometimes when you're diagnosed with a life-limiting illness, but we promote living and living well, and we find that when they come in and they have an introduction to the hospice, that they're not as scared and the stigma is debunked, and they really enjoy their time here, and they get what they need at a point in time, whether it's community input from the nurses visiting at home, coming to daycare for their therapeutic program, or an introduction to the inpatient unit for respite and symptom control. So they get what they need at a point in time where they are in their illness.
Back at the piano, I asked Brendan O'Byrne for his advice on palliative care and his own outlook on life now.
I worry a little bit sometimes, but I think the experience here allays those worries and helps you to use your mind not to worry and to focus on things that you can do, mm-hmm. rather than the things that would be bothering you, you know, such as maybe more bad news or whatever it would be in relation to your diagnosis. It might not be for everybody, but at the same point in time, there is no fear in the word palliative, and it has done me the power of good, and I would expect that it would do other people who are in the position of a bad diagnosis the power of good also.
For now, you're playing on.
And for now, I'm playing on.
Good man.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Oh, what wonderful music and really beautiful words as well from Brendan O'Byrne, who was speaking to John Cook there. If you want more information on palliative care and what's happening next week, you can look it up on thepalliativehub.com.